Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I don't want to take too much time on this. I just would simply like to point it out. Shedeur Sanders spoke to the media a couple days ago, and he was just, you know, asked about, you know, how are you doing, all of those things, and Shedeur said that he felt like he could start in the National Football League. Now, I don't know what player in the National Football League doesn't feel like they could play or start in the National Football League, but for whatever reason, this upset Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan went on ESPN earlier this morning, and he said this.
But why the hell isn't he putting Shedeur Sanders? We're all waiting to see the Shedeur Sanders be the guy or Gabriel, whatever. Something's missing. Something's missing with this kid. This kid talks. He runs his mouth like he's a, I could be a starting quarterback with his arms crossed like this. Get your ass in the front row and study and do all that. If I know, the whole league knows. Quit being an embarrassment that way. You got the talent to be the quarterback. You should be. You should be embarrassed that you're not the quarterback now.
I just want to know why the third string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns makes people so mad. I'm looking at the depth chart right now for the Cleveland Browns, and I'm going to guess that Shedeur gets a chance this season because what we all thought was going to happen, well, it's happening. Their offense looks like it's led by Joe Flacco. Now, I think Dylan Gabriel gets the first shot, and he certainly should get the first shot. He was drafted earlier. I think he should get the first shot, but something tells me that at some point this season we'll get a chance to see Shedeur Sanders, and it will be unfair that people will come to very big conclusions by one or two starts in a young man's career. But when you were a fourth, fifth round pick, you don't get a year's top to start. No, you get one or two opportunities. And if you don't make the most out of those opportunities, they get rid of you and they find somebody else that can do it. So Godspeed to that, brother. I'm pulling for him. I don't know if you're pulling for him or not. I certainly would like to see him do something in the league, but I just don't know why the third-string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, I don't know why that person makes people so angry.
Real quick, I know we don't want to spend too much time on this.
I was done, so whatever you got, I'm ready to move on after that.
Doesn't it work both ways? Why were media members talking to the third-string quarterback? Like, the Chiefs are a terrible example because Patrick Mahomes exists, but pick a team in the league, even a bad team, a team where you think the quarterback is bad. Let's use the Saints. They really stink. Who's the third string quarterback for the Saints? I don't know. I'm betting you don't know. I'm betting the media in New Orleans isn't up to his locker being like, let's talk about it. Do you think you can play better than this?
That person also ain't famous either. That's where it's a little bit different.
See, this is why Shedeur is a lightning rod
for
and
sure.
Why things like
that's
Rex
why
Ryan,
a lot of teams didn't want Shedeur around because
exactly.
you don't, there's not a lot of famous backup quarterbacks in the National Football League. Shedeur is a famous backup quarterback in the National Football League. So yes, people are absolutely going to talk to him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.